the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Today is December 20th, and we are welcoming you to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. I'm pretty excited to share with you my special guest and all the things that she has to teach us today about just who is Jesus as we are listening and learning during this Advent season all about the person of Jesus. So I would love for my special guest just to start by telling us your first name.
Lena.
And what grade are you in, Miss Lena?
I'm in pre-K kindergarten.
Okay, and what is your favorite thing about pre-K kindergarten?
I love coloring.
I love coloring too. Do you like to color with crayons or pencils or markers?
I like markers.
That's one of your favorite.
I'm good with them.
You're good with them? Oh mm-hmm. My goodness. I like using markers and crayons together. I like outlining with a marker and then coloring in with a crayon. It's my favorite combination.
Oh.
I would love to see your coloring someday.
Okay, but you can go to my house and see.
Oh, I would love to do that too. And what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Opening presents and seeing Jesus.
Oh, yes. So you enjoy opening the presents and you enjoy celebrating Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about is there any presents you're hoping to get this year?
Yeah. The other time Santa came, I got a new scooter.
Wow, that would make me pretty excited for getting presents too, right? Because that's a fun present. Yeah. Do you like scootering?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sounds very fun.
I have a sprinkle helmet for it.
Ooh, that sounds like it'll keep both your heads safe and look pretty cute in the process, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good combination. And so what is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace. Now, for a couple different of my jobs, that's probably one of my absolute favorite names of his, right?
Yeah.
We all need to know a Prince of Peace sometimes in our lives and to get peace. Do you ever get nervous?
Nervous?
Yeah.
No.
No? That's pretty fantastic. I know myself, I get nervous sometimes for different things, or sometimes I get worried. Or sometimes I think too much about things.
But my sister, she was scared to be on the other team at her soccer.
Oh, yeah. And so she needed peace at that time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. And there's a lot of people in our world that they need peace. It's what they need the most. And here Jesus is telling us that he's the Prince of Peace. And so let's talk a little bit more about that. What does it mean? What does this name, Prince of Peace, mean?
It means when you're being kind and you don't hit people.
Well, that is a way that we definitely show peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a very true point. I think a lot of what this name means too is that he is the ruler. He's the authority over bringing peace to our hearts and peace to our lives. And he's also the source of peace. And so when we're in a place when our hearts are getting nervous or they're getting anxious or they're going around in circles and they're trying to protect ourselves and we need something, he's showing us that he is the Prince of Peace and he is what we need in those moments. Can you tell us, where is this name, Prince of Peace, referenced? Where do we find it in the Bible?
You mean like the verse?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just thinking for a second.
Oh, yeah. Think for all the seconds. But I can also help you. You want me to help you?
No, I'm fine. Isaiah 9:6.
And can you tell us, what does Isaiah 9:6 say?
Okay. What do you mean, the song?
Yeah.
Okay, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
Oh my goodness. That is such a treat. What a beautiful song that you shared with us. And there in Isaiah 9:6, right at the very end, right? We see a whole bunch of different names of his and the way that he is being introduced to us through this Old Testament prophecy. And so the last one that they land on is Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that this is showing us a story of who Jesus would become, right? When mm-hmm. he came to earth and what he would do in our lives. So can you tell us a story from the Bible that shows us how this name of Jesus, Prince of Peace, is true, or maybe why he has this name?
I have a story my mommy told me, and when Jesus was going to be on the cross, what was his name? Peter, he cut off the soldier's ear, and Jesus said, "Don't cut off the ear, because I'm going to die on the cross for your sins and everyone else's sins." So he did it, and then he put the ear on his hand, and he put it back to the man, and he smiled at Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of not peace going on, right? Like Peter was getting pretty feisty. He was getting pretty angry, right?
Yeah.
And so then Jesus kind of steps into the situation and he's like, "No, this is not how we're going to handle this." And he healed the man's ear, right?
Yeah.
And then he smiled at him,
mm-hmm.
right? And we saw kindness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see kind of an intense situation while someone's losing their temper, and we see Jesus enter into that moment and give them what they needed and show himself as the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell me about a time in your life or in the time of your family when you have seen Jesus be the Prince of Peace?
My Nana.
Okay, tell me about her.
Well, she always reads the Bible about Jesus because she wants to be in heaven with Jesus.
She wants to be with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
She wants you to be with Jesus. Tell me.
She reads the Bible every day to us and my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Because she loves everyone, and she even loves Jesus. So, because she tells all of us about Jesus when we go to her house at Sunday and eat pasta, and it's so fun with our cousins.
That sounds like beautiful. And so you know that your Nana, she loves Jesus, and she has seen him in her own life be her Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always went to her house for mm-hmm. a sleepover, and it's so fun.
Oh, what a fun, fun blessing that you have. I know that your Nana, right? I know that sometimes she can get nervous, right?
Yeah.
Just like I can get nervous sometimes, mm-hmm. and a lot of people get nervous.
Yeah.
And she has continually set her eyes on Jesus so that she can know that he is the one in charge, he is the one in control, and that he steps into her story, and she knows that he is the Prince of Peace.
Oh, so that means Nana can go to heaven. Her real name is actually Nana.
Right. And so tell me, Miss Lena.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
I love when he dies on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm. And why do you love that?
Because it makes us happy, and it makes us doesn't have sins anymore. If we ask forgiveness, mm-hmm. then he will say sorry, and he will be friends with us.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you give him your sins and you ask for forgiveness, he says yes, for sure, right? And then that brings you into a closer relationship with him. I'm going to go ahead and read our Advent passage for today.
Okay.
Comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Lena, can you close us in prayer today?
Yeah. Dear Jesus, thank you for our sins, and we hope we help us have a good day, and we hope you've asked for our sins. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Miss Lena, can you wish everyone a Merry Christmas for me?
Merry Christmas.
Bye.